basic general aviation flights. And of course, they're saying now the fight is on. You'll see that a little bit later in the program. The AOPA PAC is leading the charge against this from having it to stop. And as we know it now, it would mark the end of general aviation. Every flight. Now, some of the details they're talking about outside of controlled airspace. In this area, for non-pilots, there's not that much uncontrolled airspace.
Also doesn't apply to reciprocating engine airplanes.
True.
It only applies to turbojet airplanes, which is a very far minimum of the airplanes based at this airport.
For now.
So let's don't misrepresent it.
Okay. For now. But if you read further, they said...
I've read the entire proposal.
I'm saying in the second paragraph, once they get established, they'll install them for every flight. Impose fees on every airplane that takes off. In short, they're saying this may be the most important political battle we'll ever fight. So it's coming out of Washington that they want to charge us more. What it means, I took a sample flight, and I've done this flight a number of times from Sussex County down to Kissimmee, Florida, and rest stop in Grand Strand, South Carolina. The first time I did this flight, I picked Grand Strand solely for the reason that it was midway of my flight. But being well received, and they did everything they could for me, and even offered a car if I wanted to go off the airport and get something to eat, took care of my fueling and everything. So subsequent to the first stop, I've always elected to go back there. An additional total $400 would be added to that trip if everything goes into place. It's basically the death certificate of general aviation. Here's what happens. You leave Georgetown, you go to the Grand Strand, which is just north of Myrtle Beach. That would be $100. From Grand Strand down to Kissimmee, another $100. And then on the way back, same thing, for a total of $400. Now, what would be paid to Washington would be zero, because I'm not going to make that flight, that $400 additional charge. But we don't have to go to Washington to see more atrocities against general aviation. It's happening right here in Delaware. Pilots are already heavily regulated by this manual right here, the FAR. This has all the things that we have to do on each and every flight. It's listed, you have to have 3 takeoff and landing in the last 90 days, daylight, and so on and so forth. And we don't understand what part of no does the airport manager not understand when it comes to regulations and overburdening insurance requirements. So current Sussex County personnel are writing the death certificate for General Sussex County. Now, a little lesson in economics. If you look at economic development and the first paragraph there, it generally refers to sustained concerted efforts of policymakers and communities to promote standard living and economic health in specific areas. And it goes on and lists the things that are needed, one of which is critical infrastructure. When you look at critical infrastructure, that's all the things needed for a society to operate. You need electricity. You need agriculture. For one thing, farming was $850 million in Sussex County in 07. 83% of that was poultry and eggs. Going down to the transportation system, it's a needed item to have people coming and going. In the roads, for example, that gets people here, and the airport's the same way. You need financial, banking, military, police, heating, all that kind of thing. Now, a couple items that I found was in 2005, 94% of the new residents came from other places in Sussex County. This relates to Sussex County. Tourism provides 11,000 jobs and adds $710 million to the economy. And then on the county website, it says Sussex County is the largest county east of the Mississippi. How many have heard that? A lot. It's completely false. It's not even close. There are 9 counties in Maine alone, and I think you'll all agree that that's east of the Mississippi, that are bigger than Sussex, and 8 of